Score one for the little guy. The Federal Trade Commission has voted to ban most non-compete agreements, a watershed moment for the U.S. workforce that faces an uncertain future. These common agreements currently bar employees from leaving to work for competitors or start a competing business. The new rule prevents companies to use them moving forward, and it retroactively wipes out most existing agreements. Here's Taylor Giorno, business and lobbying reporter at The Hill. Taylor, give us the basics.
Yeah, so it was a pretty big deal on Tuesday when the Federal Trade Commission voted to approve this rule that has been in the works since January 2023. And it would effectively ban all new non-compete agreements for workers in the United States. And that applies to nearly 18% of the U.S. workforce, or 30 million people.
Wow.
It's notable, though, there were legal challenges expected, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Business Roundtable, and a few other business groups sued the FTC to block its implementation this morning. So even though it was supposed to go into effect in about 3 months, that timeline is extended, and we're not sure when it's going to potentially go into effect, if it will at all anymore.
Yeah. Okay. So from kind of a basics standpoint, those in favor, I think to a certain extent, would argue, hey, why does a company have a right to prevent me from earning a living if I were to go somewhere else? And then the other side sort of says, well, we got to protect our secrets and such, right? Explain the arguments.
Yeah, absolutely. So proponents of the rule, which includes 3 out of the 5 FTC commissioners, President Biden and Democrats, and as well as labor advocates, say that banning non-competes is a really key step that's going to allow workers to change jobs more easily in the industry, that'll allow them to seek higher pay, better working conditions, and that it's going to promote entrepreneurship and competition in the U.S. economy. The FTC estimates that just by banning all non-competes, there's going to be about 8,500 new startups each year. Because these non-competes, they currently prevent workers from seeking new jobs with competitors or starting a competing business when they leave.
Yeah.
And that's, of course, something that businesses aren't really a fan of. They want to keep the investment that they've made in their employees. They don't want their trade secrets going elsewhere. However, a few lawyers have noted that there are, of course, alternative ways to protect those trade secrets, including non-disclosure agreements and confidentiality agreements.
Yeah, I was going to say, so what can employers do, let's say, if this rule winds up sticking?
If it ends up sticking, it's going to shake up, I think, a lot of the way that businesses do handle these non-competes. Like I said, about 18% of the U.S. workforce is covered by these non-compete agreements. So there are those options, like I said, of non-disclosure agreements or confidentiality agreements. But at the bottom line, these businesses are going to probably have to compete with each other for labor. And that may mean higher wages, better benefits, or more training to really retain these workers.
We're speaking with Taylor Giorno, business and lobbying reporter at The Hill. Her story is called What to Know About the FTC Ban on Non-Compete Agreements. I guess part of the question here, too, is does the FTC have the authority here, right?
Yeah, business groups contend that they do not. That's sort of the heart of the lawsuit that the Chamber and the Business Roundtable and these other business groups filed. Non-compete agreements have sort of been seen as in the state domain for a long time. And they contend that the FTC does not have the authority to basically promulgate this rulemaking without the express permission of Congress. Now, there are a few bills that have been introduced. They're bipartisan bills that would limit the use of non-compete agreements. However, those are not likely to pass. And again, they haven't not been passed to give the agency this authority. However, the agency says that they do have the authority to basically ban non-competes because it's within their mandate to promote competition and protect workers.
Mm. So explain, I guess, a little more about why companies might be opposed to this or why different groups might be opposed.
In terms of a little bit more about why they might be opposed, I mean, of course, particularly in healthcare settings or tech startups, these are sectors where you see more non-competes maybe than you would see in the other areas. So for tech startups in particular, you know, you go in, you have this innovative new idea, you want to retain employees, and you don't really want someone necessarily going out and starting a competing business that may use some of those trade secrets or give them an edge when they're competing with you in general.
Thanks, Taylor. Taylor Giorno, business and lobbying reporter at The Hill.